Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's a little band from Texas, ZZ Top, Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. That's Rough Boy. That's one of their really good songs. And I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. That's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Having a great visit with our good friend David Barron. He's been with us before. He's a young entrepreneur. He's the founder of CSEA. Is it SEA.com? What is it, David?
It's SimplyC.com.
SimplySEA.com. And now when they go there, they're not going to find hats like we would have, or caps like we would have a year ago. They're going to find futons, pictures of futons, right?
That's right. Something I'm pretty proud of.
And so we just talked in the previous segment about the fact that he changed product lines. He went to a different industry. Same demographic, though. Remember what I said. It's okay to fall in love with what you do. In this case, David is focusing on the young college age, especially demographic. But it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. And that was, you changed from hats to futons, and you found the epicenter for furniture and college students in America has got to be North Carolina. So that's where you're based, isn't it?
That's where I'm based. Luckily enough, that's where I went to college and developed the network.
Right. So you got all kinds of manufacturing capability there, and lots of colleges, especially in the Triangle area of Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, etc. Okay. So when you made the shift, what was the difference? How did you have to change the way you did business?
So in one real pretty big way, I had to really learn how to get a real product produced. So from the ground, I developed it to meet the needs, the functional needs.
You're not
of the
reselling somebody else's futon. This is your futon.
Right. This is not just a sales thing. This is, I had to produce something that was more portable,
right,
more versatile, easier to assemble,
right,
and more comfortable. And so I designed it from the ground up, and I started producing it.
Are you patenting these things?
Yes, certain parts of the futon will be patented.
But have you got a good IP attorney to help you with this?
Yes, sir.
Because you know you can keep trade secrets. You know, you can do some trade secret thing. But anyway, go ahead. Because the reason I say that is that's how you get Walmart and Target to buy it from you and not rip you off.
Right. Yes. We'll protect and we'll do what
and defend what sure. Whatever you protect. Be sure you're prepared to defend it. All right. Go ahead.
Okay, so I designed it from the ground up and connected through Alibaba with a couple of factories in China that are producing specific components.
Right.
And then the others, the majority of it's being produced in North Carolina. But about four different factories are on the case, and it's been an incredible learning experience.
So the innovative parts you're having made in Japan, in China?
Most of the innovative parts, the novel parts, are being made in North Carolina.
Okay, all right, good.
Actually with a company that makes the stuff that makes pool noodles, that low-density polyethylene foam.
Right.
Not something you usually find in futons, but that's the innovation. And that's a North Carolina company.
And so you believe that the college students will be more interested in your approach to futons instead of the traditional approach. So now, how are you capitalizing your business?
The hat business had raised some money.
Yeah.
And that was all turned over and invested into development. And that's taking me through my proof of concept round. And so I invested in development and inventory. And after this summer, I plan on having sold 150 of these and basically hand-delivered them so I can get some feedback from customers.
Good. That's good.
And then that's where I decide what the next move is.
I see. So your goal right now is to make and sell a small number of the futons. I know you got your overhead low. You got no employees. It's just you and some contractors. But right. Your goal is to keep your overhead low, build a prototype, sell the prototype, see what people say about it, and then ramp up from there.
Correct. We'll invest in development, and while we're doing that, we actually sort of stumbled on a product that's going to reach way more markets than just the futon, and so we'll sell that through other channels. Obviously, the brand doesn't apply. The back cushions of this futon are wonderful reading pillows.
Right.
They provide support, and they don't slip and slide like cushions and husband pillows do.
Right.
And so while we're investing in and developing the futon for the next phase, we'll be selling these reading pillows.
And will this be all under the Simply C brand?
It'll be under the C umbrella. We'll probably have to brand it differently to reach a broader audience, and it'll be a much simpler, just wholesale business.
So you're saying if you want to get an old guy like me, you might have to brand it somewhere, something differently. Is that what you're saying?
I believe so.
It's okay. You can say that. Okay. David, I am really proud of you. You've been through some issues. You've been through some challenges. You and your former partner came out of that very well, very amicably. I'm proud of the way you handled that, the way you handled the dissolution of that partnership. I'm proud of the way you're pivoting to something else that you're more interested in. You're being innovative. You're not ramping up too fast. You're not getting too far ahead of yourself. I'm really proud of you. I think you're going to make it, David.
Well, I really appreciate it. I have a great time talking to people like you, and you're my inspiration.
give us your website again, please.
It's simplyc.com.
Can I go there now and buy one of these futons?
You can absolutely go there now and buy one of these futons.
All right, folks, go there. Check it out. I'm proud of David Barron. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.